we are up to, and I looked up the word to make sure I am pronouncing it right, but now I lost the, oh, here it is. We are up to the crescendo. They say sen. I always thought crescendo, but okay. We are up to the crescendo. We are at the crescendo of Shiras Devora. Perek Hey Pasik Chav Ches. Crescendo means the climax, the high point, the build up. We are building up to this point. In Bevrit Hasi. Hasi. Hasi Shel Hashir. Hasi Shel Hashir. Pasik Perek Hey Pasik Chav Ches. Ba'ad hachalon nishkefa v'tiyabev aim sisra. Through or opposite the window, tiyabev is a difficult word to translate. Rashi gives a bunch of different possibilities for what the word means. She said, she saw. Or she, yevava, how do you say, groaned, moaned, tiyavev, so Pashit will say she was looking, the mother of Sisera was looking through the window. Ba'ad ha'eshnav, anybody know what an eshnav is? Oh, is that what they say in Hebrew? Yeah, eshnav is like the hole in the door.
It's something like a square, you know, in the door.
Okay, okay. Ba'ad ha'eshnav. That's what Mesudas Sion says. It's like a chalom. Ba'ad ha'eshnav, through the eshnav. Madua boshesh richbo lavo. Why is his chariot delayed? Madua boshesh richbo lavo. Anyone remember that word from somewhere? Boshesh? Ah, very good, very good. Excellent, Herzl. Right, by Moshe Bahar Sinai. Boshesh richbo lavo. Madua echeru pa'ame markevosav. Why have the footsteps of the chariots been delayed? Why the footsteps of the chariots been delayed? Just to get the whole thing in context, we'll come back to Chav Ches, obviously, Be'ion. But before, let's just read the next few psukim. Chachmos saraseha ta'anena. The wise princesses answered her, meaning so she's wondering, where is her son? Where is he? And they answered her, Afhi Tashiv Amare Allah. And she answered herself as well. Halo Yimsu Yechalku Shalal. They are busy splitting up the spoils, the booty, the bounty. Racham Rachmosayim. The Rosh Geva. What's Racham Rachmosayim? These are, English calls them damsels, maidens. I mean, this was part of the one or two to each of the soldiers. They got one or two women each as part of the booty, part of the spoils of war. Halo yimsu yichal shol rachem rachmasayim l'rosh gever shalal tzivayim l'sisra colored garments, shalal tzivayim rikma, tziva rikmasayim, l'savorei shalal, all different types of colored garments for the neck, v'chulu, and then it ends, kein yovdu kailai vecho Hashem, v'ohav of kitzeis Hashemesh, bigvura sal. So too should be the end of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael, say amen. The Ohav of Kitzeis Hashemesh Bigvura Sova Tishkan Arts Arboim Shana. Okay, so this is the, like we said, the crescendo of the Shiras Devora. Okay, so what is going on in this Pasuk, in Pasuk Chav Ches? Who wants to start with the questions? Yitzchak Philip, come on. Are we rusty? There's at least five questions sticking out in this pasuk.
Yeah, sobbing.
According to one pshat in Tiyabiv, yes. Yeah. Ah, okay, very good. Right. 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 Phillips reminds us of a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is going to learn out halachas of shofar from the aim, the mother of Sisera's Tiyabevs. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, that's one thing. But what's the question? What are the questions? What? Ba'ad. Yeah, what are you asking? Meaning the word ba'ad. Why do you need ba'ad ha-chalon? Okay.
Why not me-ha-chalon?
Me-ha-chalon. What do you need the word ba'ad? Okay, what do you need the word ba'ad? Okay.
Nishkafa is a loss of always hashkifa in my culture. Hashkafa is either a bad sort of looking out, or it's a, in the case of anyone is hashkifa in my culture, is good,
right, okay, so we'll get to that too. Good, very good. For Ashkifa Mon Kachra actually is an exception. Usually Nishkifa is Lashon Tsar. Usually using the word Nishkifa is Lashon Tsar. There's one exception, which is Hashkifa Mon Kachra. So it's a Lashon Tsar, okay.
Looking down.
I'm sorry?
Looking, we learned before, it was looking down.
To look down, okay. Yes. To look down, okay. Okay, these are haras, but what are the questions? What about questions? Let's get questions first. First questions. What?
She looks in through a chalon and then she looks through a...
Ah, the big question. Okay, first a chalon and then an ashnav. What's going on? Why is she looking in a chalon and in an ashnav? And what is the difference between a chalon and an ashnav?
There
good.
Eshnav, my word.
Eshnav, excuse me. Eshnav. Yeah. Okay. What else? Anything else repeated in this pasuk?
Duas. Why?
Okay, so Madua twice, and it's the same. It's the same question twice. Madua boshesh richbo lavo, and Madua echero. So the same thing twice again. Okay, so first twice she's looking out the window, and then twice delayed. Okay, why boshesh and echero? Why both of these things? Okay, what else?
What's
pa'amei? Good, very good. Okay, so pa'amei means the Mitzvah Zavah says sa'ada, the footsteps. Why say that? Just say madua echru markevosav. Why is it madua echru pa'amei markevosav? Why does the pasuk put that in?
Pa'amei is like an echo, no?
I'm sorry?
Pa'amei is not like an echo.
It could. Is that what it means in Hebrew? Because it's like the, yeah, like a bell or like the...
The beats.
The hoofbeats of the horse. Yeah, the hoofbeats. The steps. Okay.
You hear those from a distance.
Okay. You're already giving an answer. Okay, good. Let's just get the questions first. Okay, so what's chalon? What's the difference between chalon and eshnav? What's the difference between boshesh and echeru? Why do we have ha'amei? What's pshat over here? Nishkepa, and we need to get pshat into yabev. Anything else? It's a pretty interesting story over here. We are talking about possibly the mightiest general of all time. Sisera conquered the world. He was a young man. We said 30 years old. He's conquered the entire world. And who is worried about him? His mommy. His mommy is waiting for him. It seems a little funny, no? What's this with the mommy? The mommy of Sisera. What is that all about? Yeah, and why? And also, would be strange is, I mean, he's how delayed is he already? I mean, what are we talking about? How much of a delay was there over here?
He never came back.
What is never? But when? But at what point is she? Okay, at what point was, based on what happened, when was the Shira sung? Devorah is putting this in the Shira, so this happened before the Shira happened, so this story of Sisera's mommy happened. So what are we talking about? How long of a time is this?
Did he always go back to his mommy?
Okay.
That's the question.
Is it something that he would always do?
He doesn't go back to his mommy.
Right. Is it right? A 30-year-old man, is he going back to his mommy, right? Which is strange. And strange is how much of a delay. I'm sorry, guys. This is we got a chazer. We learned many times that the nace was that all this happened in one day. This was this whole entire milchama, gathering up of the troops, fighting the war, winning the war, and the shira all happened in one day. So what type of an icharu and boshesh is this? Why is she so nervous? I mean, he's a general going out to fight wars, going out to conquer. Does he usually come back for his afternoon tea? What exactly is she so nervous about?
Maybe, yeah.
He didn't call home that day.
Well, he didn't call home that day, yeah. It seems strange. It seems strange, this whole thing. Okay? So, let's go for that first. I had a little Bein Hazmanim excursion. Excursion? Is that a excursion? My son likes libraries. He's into libraries. He likes books. I don't know if he knows what's inside the books, but the books themselves, he likes books. And he convinced me to come with him. He said, Abba, come, we'll find Svarim on Shoftim that you don't have. So you should come with me. And he tells me there's this library. What?
He knows that word.
Oh, don't all kids know how to get their parents? So he tells me there's a great library, the Rambam Library. Okay? So we're trying to find it. Look, where's this Rambam Library? It's in a place called Beis Ariella. Beis Ariella, which has other buildings and libraries to it, and this Rambam library, the Rav Reuven Margolius was a very big Talmud Chacham, so he was the librarian in this library, and he wanted to see this library. So it's in Tel Aviv. We put it into Waze, Beis Ariella, and we get there. Obviously, you can't find any parking anywhere in Tel Aviv. So, no, there was a parking lot. We get into the parking lot, and we come up, and like this huge area. We're asking people, where's the Rambam Library? Point us here, point us there, point us, you know. Then we finally get to the right building. They say downstairs, upstairs, downstairs. Finally, we get and we're expecting this nice, huge library. And we come in. Oh, here's Rambam Library. It's one little room. And we come in, and the librarian's there. And we said, this is the Rambam Library. He says, yeah, we're under construction for for the next year.
The one room?
No. This was like in a temporary, small little library. Of course, there's no Svarim on Shoftim in there. My son was still happy. He would have stayed. But I said, come on, we came all the way to Tel Aviv. Let's go to a real library, you know. So we asked the librarian, are there any other good libraries? So he says, yeah, the number two library in Israel is Bar Ilan Library. So we say, okay. And
number two after this one?
No, number two, and he's saying this one would be number three, I guess. Because number one is the National Library, which I think is in Hebrew U. And then number two is Bar Ilan. That's what he said. Number two is Bar Ilan. Anyway, so we get there, we get to Bar Ilan, and it's a huge library. You know, we come upstairs, this huge library with, you know, all the students sitting there and tables and everywhere. And where's the, you know, I asked one librarian, where's the Shoftim stuff? And I go, not very impressive at all. Very slim selection. Yeah, so I find that there must be more. There has to be more. So we go to the librarian, and they say, yeah, oh, I looked over there already. They say, oh, well, you can go downstairs. So downstairs is where the real library is.
It was under construction.
No, it wasn't under construction, Baruch Hashem. And downstairs is the real library, talking about a massive room with, like, tiny little, you know, passageways lined with Svarim. Unbelievable. And there was at least three full shelves just on Shoftim. Most of the Svarim I have, A lot of the ones I don't have were apicursis, chokrim, and the like. Didn't really delve into those too much. But I found gold. I struck gold. I found a sefer called the Eishel Avram. Eishel Avram, I hope he's still alive. His name is Rav Chafuta. Rav Chafuta, apparently he has a yeshiva in Tel Aviv. He had very, very chashiv. I mean, this is not the only svarim he wrote, but this Eishel Avram, it was volume Yud Gimel on Shoftim. So I assume it's on all of Chumash. I assume he has on all of Chumash and maybe all of Navi. I don't know. He's written many other svarim because in the Haskamas, he has Haskamas from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Nachum Parsovich, Gedolim from, 40, 50 years ago. He has Haskamas from on other svarim that he wrote. So he's Chafuta, a Rav Chafuta.
Svarti?
Sounds Svarti. I don't know really much about him, but he writes beautifully. He writes beautifully, and beautiful mimer here on this whole thing. We can't go through everything because he just writes so much. He says, he starts off saying that just like in Klal Yisrael, obviously we have Chachamim, we have Gedolim, we have our great people. So too B'Umas Olam, they have their great people. And he says that Aim Sisra was a very great person. Obviously not B'Kedusha, but she was a very great person. Avdil. Okay. Her son, Sisra, had a tremendous, tremendous derech eretz for her. Tremendous derech eretz for her, to the point where, as some of you speculated, yes, he would constantly send messages back to his mother as to his whereabouts, as to everything that was going on with him. We'll see the Divrei Tova also will say similar things as far as their relationship.
Did he mention his source for this information?
He did not. He did not mention a source for it. But I think it's, very... It makes so much sense in the psukim. It makes so much sense in the psukim that what else is going on over here? So he says, "Zeh ma'ashamer kan she'imol shel sistro mechake u'mechake v'roe she'aben shelo lo magia shum yedios lo magios me'achazis v'hi makira oso shum miyad shelech lo yedios." And she wasn't getting any messages, and this for years. As he was a general, he was always constantly sending her messages. Sholeach kvar matanos me'ashalal. He would send her presents. Tamid shomin alav, shomin al nitz chonosov shelo bechol hakravos shuasa nitzeach. And all the battles that he ever fought, he always won. Uka'eis he mechake v'lo mekabel shum yedia kolom. And now she's waiting, and she doesn't hear anything. Ma koresham he lo yodas. What happened? Avu kimo shatalmid omer. He says, just like the Gemara says, mazleha chazi, that sometimes a person is afraid. He doesn't know why he's afraid. What is he afraid of? So the Gemara says, because even though he doesn't know, but his mazel knows. His mazel understands that there's something wrong over here. It picks up on that. Afal pi shadam lo roa mazal lo roa. He lo rasa v'lo yada devarin. Shum yedia lo haisal. She didn't know what was happening. V'hi yoser betucha mitzar haigayon shahayo lohem oz shevadehu menatzeach. Ki af hamu lo hifz. He was undefeated. He had never lost the war. And remember, he's going to battle against Klal Yisrael, who he ruled over for 20 years. And, you know, this according to Sisera's army, who we said, what was the number that we said? Well, we weren't sure whether it was a guzma or not a guzma. I think it was 40,000 generals, each having how many soldiers, right? So he had massive, massive army going against 10,000. Sisera lo stama yasar tzavo sheshivcho oso. He lo... Some hayelo shame mefursam b'chol ha'olam. Who haya gibor v'charetz b'avodaso? Who haya shakdon b'darkei halechima lechadesh darkei lechima? Hayelo tzava gadol. Hayelo arbayim. Here it is. Hayelo arbayim elef rashi gaisos. Arbayim elef generalim tachas yadu. Kach Omer Maboseinu, Eze Tzva Adir Hayulo, Umulo Amad Barak Ben Avinom Devora Hanaviyah Vasera Salafim Chayo Besachako Tipa Minayam. A drop in the ocean compared to his army. V'ilo shomaz klum mimena avo mazla ro'eros. But somehow her mazel picked up something. Something's not good over here. There's something wrong. Menavila ro'os shekinira matzavu kosha avo hilo rotze la'achel la'atzma. But she didn't want to think these things. She didn't want to think, even though her mazel was telling her something's wrong here, something's not right, something's gone wrong, she didn't want to believe it. Lahepich, he wrote to Lahagid Devarim Tovim. She wanted to say good things. And he goes on, I'm not going to read everything over here, but he goes on that this yesod of Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan, and he's not the only one. We're going to see, we learn a lot of things from Aim Sisera, and this is one of the things he says that we learn is Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan. You should never open your mouth to the Satan. You should never say or assume something bad happens. I saw in another Sefer Mishmaso Zav, he said that we learn from Aim Sisera also, never to think that anything is bad, both in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. We should never, never assume that, I'm sorry? Don't verbalize it and try not to even assume it. Since when do we learn a lot of things from Mishayim? What? In the Svarim, there's tons of things that we learn from Mishayim. We learn from Kibud Avayim from Esav. We learn from Esav Arasha. We learn things from Lavan. There's plenty of Bilam. We learn plenty of things from. And oftentimes, especially in the Sifrei Musar, they'll tell you I remember one pshat Paro. What's the lashon that we say in Oz Yashir? What it says before Achalik Shalol, Erdof Asig. What's the lashon we say every morning? Erdof Asig V'chulu, whatever it is in Oz Yashir, we say it. Rav Svi Meyer, he said that this is what we have to learn from Paro, never to give up. Here he was decimated with the Asara Makos, and he's still not giving up. So just like Paro and his Rishus doesn't give up, so we have to learn in Tzidkus not to give up. Anyway, so this is the first Mahalach.
But there's a fine line between anticipating negative possibilities and planning against them.
We're in a situation here where there's nothing she really could do, meaning there's nothing physically she could do.
I'm saying this idea, right. I'm just saying in general, this concept.
Enechanami, you have to, you can't just sit back and say, right, 100%. Right, you can't just sit back and say, everything's okay, let's not do anything. No, definitely not. But Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan. Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan. You don't have to,
It's like wills and healthcare proxies.
Right, 100%, 100%. Understanding better also, and there's a lot of pshatim in what is the difference between chalon and eshnav. The Rebbe Tov brings the targum, min ha-chalom istakla, v'osifa la-habit betzura miyuchades ba'ad ha'eshnav. Okay, so here's what's going on. She, and now we have a little background and we understand it better, okay? They have this relationship, this very, very close relationship. We'll see the Torah is going to say even more. They have this very close relationship. She is a very chashiv, wise woman who obviously Sisera looks up to very much, and he's constantly sending her back messages and information from the field, and now she's not getting it, so she's wondering what is going on, and she's looking out the window to see, to find hints, but she's assuming, she's fearing the worst, but assuming, trying to assume the best. And this is, by the way, it's very much in the Hemshech HaPsukim, because she's looking out, wondering what's going on, and the next pasuk, as we read, the next pasuk said, so her wise women answer her, and she answers herself, what's happening? Oh, they must be delayed because of the booty. There must be, they had a tremendous victory, and they all get their women and their scarves and this and that, and they're so busy with that, and that's why they're not coming. So even though, again, her mazel is seeing something bad, and this is the tiyavev, which again we'll learn, we'll see in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that she was moaning, I don't know the right word for that, yulala, how do you say that in English?
Sighing,
groaning, moaning, whatever it is, 100 times, we'll see. At the same time, she's hoping for the best. He says, though, interesting, he brings also from a Sefer Ya'ir Or, I don't know what Sefer that is. It wasn't in the Bar Ilan library. Eshnav hu chalon ha'asui b'chachmas ha'aptik likarev es harachok. Sounds like a telescope, right? A telescope. She's looking through some type of a telescope. She first looks through the window, and that's not enough. She looks through the telescope. And then he says, v'em Sisera amra ma'ze shekara she... Ichru richve Sisera milavo madu is akvu aratzim shall you mevim li igaros nitzacha. Where are the letters that I usually get? Same pshat as the Eishel of Ramaz Rav Chafuta. V'ner lafi ani as daiti sheyesh kan od sipur al nisei Hashem imanu. There's another nace happening here. Sheinei Sisera tamid ayadoig lavo mugdam lebeso kidei sheimo tirahu. Obviously, he's saying Sisera would always come back right away first to his mother, so she would see him. Or at least if he couldn't come himself, he would send a messenger to send a letter to his mother. Ukan al afsha hayikvar yachol agil lebeso. Hayitzarech lomer liyael shutar lo dia leimo shulchai. Right, he says what he should have done now was what he normally does and sent a message to his mother. He should have sent a message when he gets to the tent of Yael. Ukamosha tamed tarach lekaved imo bechol zos bepam hazos also Hashem shesisra yasa es atzmo kishoshokech es imo. Hashem made an ace that he forgot his mother. Had he been thinking about his mother like he usually did, maybe this wouldn't have happened. La'asok betaiva migunos, and he forgot his mother in order to be osek, to be involved in his taiva sheva beilos. And that, if you remember, we had a long break, but that's coming off the last pasuk. Sheva beilos baal oso rasha. He was with Yael 7 times. Shezeh davar shesisra lo yinoi glasos ki le'imo dog beyoser. Normally, he wouldn't do this. He would go back to his mother right away. So there is a medrash that he brings. He would go out to battle, and by the third or fourth hour of the day, he was usually already back with his mother, telling her about his victory or sending some type of message about his victory. V'yeshkan gam Havana, madua nosan Hashem l'sisra koach rav kolkach. And he wants to say another pshat here. Could be this is why Sisera was given so much koach. Madua kol yamav hayigibor kolkach ulizet teida. Why? Shayimechaved esimo. Because he had tremendous kibur aim. He would respect his mother. Shetamid daag lahodia lo shenitzeach v'milchama. Shimlo hayikach Lo aisa do egas lo gam bapam. It has to be the pshat that the Ritova says. If not, then he would do this every time. There's no reason why she would be so worried here. Hisar atzavo ain't lo panai lo di eliimo es kol anasi imo. That's not normal that a general of an army is constantly telling his mother what's going on. Ubevade klar hurgula lo lidog livna. Right? A mother of a general would have to be hardened in this area that she can't worry about her son all the time. Im kama yam in the chadashim ain't a balabeso. They'll go out for months at a time. Sharezeu darkam shall sorry at sabala hargias vene besam lodi doglohan. The normal way is that generals and soldiers, they have to train their family to not worry about them. Avil sisra noa kavod beimo. V'tamid hodia la mibriuso shelo tidag lo ulechein hapam shelo asa kiminhago daga lo biyoser ubeze hevinu madu anasen lo Hashem gevura gedola kolkach. He says this is a pshat, a possible pshat. Why Sisera got so much strength? Ki ayim mechaber esimo v'ershelo osif she Sisera nera keis biyad yael. And now he's getting killed. Why? Because with Yael, he forgot about his mother. And here he forgot his mother. Meaning, when he's running away and he's running to that tent of Yael, so right away he should think, my mother's going to be very nervous about me. Every day I come home, every time I come home, every battle I come home in the third or fourth hour, or I send a message, I got to get a messenger. That should be the only thing on his mind. But what's on his mind? Yael, his taiva. And that's what caused his downfall. This is what the Divrei Torah is postulating. I'm sorry?
It's not when
True. Good point. And he's saying he gets extra schar for that. Okay, so this is all so far.
Apparently not enough.
Al pi pshat. There's a much deeper understanding of what is going on over here, and the Abar Benel. Later on, not on this pasuk, but in a few psukim, the Abar Benel, and this is the first time I remember this, a Navi brings a Sefer HaIkrim. He brings the Sefer HaIkrim. And the Sefer HaIkrim, we have to hear the whole thing over here, the Sefer HaIkrim. Sha'em Sisera Ratza Lodas Mitzad HaKesem O Atechuna O Gorel HaChol. Okay, it wasn't just a natural looking through the window, but there was some type of magic mirror, kishuf going on over here. Actually, the Zohar as well, the Zohar says, where else do we have Ba'ad HaChalom?
Avimelech.
Very good. Avimelech. Right? What did Avi Melech see?
Sorry, it's a plan.
Okay, which means...
What?
I'm sorry? No. With Avi Melech. Avi Melech, it says, Barach Halom, he sees Yitzchak and Rivka, Mesachik, but we know Mesachik means they were being together. Right? Does that make any sense, Al Pi Pshat, that Yitzchak would have allowed... He left an open window that people could look in and peer in. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Chas v'shalom, you can't say that pshat, right? Pshat is, Ba'ad HaChalom means with istralugia, or I'll tell you the lashon of the Zohar. Vayashkov Avimelech Melech Pelishim Ba'ad HaChalom, Shavimelech HaYechochem V'estakel Be'itstagninus Shelo HaNikra Chalon. Sheikhmas hakochavim hanikras chalon hayu osim chalonos and it's going bizarre by shishuma sheshamshimish hamachshefim v'chose hakochavim. Well, maybe as our rayel is there, Shere Eitzel Avimelech Kosel Biyad HaChalom, V'chem Apasik Kan Kosel Biyad HaChalom, Nishkefa, V'tiyave V'sisra, K'mo Shekan, Zeo Biyad HaChalom, Shel Itztagnunim, Kachaya Eitzel Avi Melech. Okay, so there's something much deeper going on over here, and he, and again, I'm not going to read you his whole lashon, but he also builds this up beautifully, the Eshel Avram, showing how, again, just like in Klal Yisrael, we have our Gedolim who are able to see things and understand things in Ruach HaKodesh. So the great, there were great people amongst the Goyim as well who, not necessarily b'chachmas hakedusha, but b'chachmas hatuma, they were also able to do things and see things. And this was Aim Sisra. This was Aim Sisra. She had this koach. V'rasa. So what did she see? What did she see? He tells us exactly. V'ratza she Sisra b'na muka b'rosha. She saw that he had some type of blow to the head. V'shahaya dam b'machane Sisra. And she saw blood. V'shahu haya nechlash al yedei shtei nashim. And that he was weakened by two women. By two women. Who are the two women who weakened him?
Devor
and Yael. Right? Shehein al yebe'emes Devor and Yael. But that she doesn't know. V'lo yada lishpot amitas hadavar. She saw these things, but she didn't know exactly what they meant. The chachma saraseha, and again, that's the hemshach and the psukim over here. The chachma saraseha, v'hi gamkein, hayu hofchos hadvarim v'amishpat kefi ritzonam. And they turned it around, according to the Eshel Avram, because al tiftach peh, or you can just might say she didn't want to believe the worst. She didn't want to believe the worst. V'omros halo yimso yichalku sholo. They must be splitting the booty. Racham rachmosayim l'rosh gever. Each soldier has one or two maidens. Rotzelomer ki haya hachulsha meirov be'ilos ha'pesulos. That's why he was weakened. What does it mean he was weakened by two women? He was weakened from being with them. V'hadam sheyore ha'mishpat b'rosh shisra. So what's the blood that they're seeing on his head? What's that about? Shaftu shehayu shalal tzevayim l'sisra. It must be these colored garments and handkerchiefs that he took also as booty. That's what the redness in the head was. U'lefi shehayu mora ha'mishpat dam al yedei shtei nashim pirshu tzeva rikmasayim l'tzavarei shalal. These were certain handkerchiefs that would cover the neck. And why did they come to this conclusion? This is all the Sefer Ikrim. Vayezeh kein lefi shechachmas hatechuna v'hakesem yeshlem chelek ba'agadas ha'asid avalo b'shlemus. They could see things, but they don't see it clearly. Ubesefer Ikrim Mosif sha'ab b'dvarim sha'avru shekvar nishlemu kol sevivoseyem v'yatsu el ha'metzius Yile shekulam lishpot bohem mishpat emes, meaning even things that already happened, not just the future, but even if they see things in their magic, astrology, whatever it is, even if they see things that already happened, even that they don't see clearly. Umizem nilmud al chushas seichel hoetztagninus lishpot davar al burio. So this is the weakness of the astrology. Apidvam sheavru shekvar nishlamu sevivo sehem mikol ze lamdu sheim sisra kvar rasa vergisha b'chachmas hachalom v'akesem hashkafa. As Philip pointed out, even though she understood something is wrong here, that's the hashkafa, which we said, which is lashon sar ulachem bachsa, which, by the way, until I came to the Ritova, this was bothering me, this stira, meaning on one hand she's believing the best, okay, she's not seeing the fact that the fact that he had a blow to his head and there's blood means he's dead. She's not seeing that. She's seeing, oh, he's splitting up the booty. That must be what's happening on one level. But on another level, she feels that there's something wrong. Both of these things are happening simultaneously. Ulechein bachsa. So she was crying. Ella shenista hiva chachmosa lahapay chadavar letova. But she's working hard to turn it around to believe that really it's something good. Ulakachlo kasav b'pasik b'ara chalom hibita v'tiyalev elakasav hishkifa. That's why it says lashon hishkifa shu lashon puranos shekain hi hashkifa The rasa dava ra albina. Okay, so this is what's happening here. She understands, or as the Eshel Avram, her mazel understands something wrong. She sees some type of vision or whatever you'll call it, and she at this point is misinterpreting it. And a lot of this we see in the psukim. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow.
Maybe she has a wall.
Everyone is okay. Shimon won't. Everyone else is okay with Shir. Okay, so I guess we'll go with the majority. I'm sorry?
Go. Do what? I also shave.